It is the second Sunday in May, and in this country and many others, that means it's Mother's Day, the day we honor our moms with flowers and phone calls, maybe some music. To put a Latin musical spin on the holiday, we are joined again this morning by Jasmine Garst and Felix Contreras. They are the co-hosts of Alt Latino, NPR's online show about Latin alternative music. Felix and Jasmine, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us again.
Okay, what musical delights did you bring us today?
Well, I wanted to start us off with a little bit of milonga. Milonga is a precursor to tango. This Mother's Day, I'm honoring my grandmother. Like in so many Latin families, my grandmother was essential in bringing me up. She was like a mom to me, and she would pick me up at school and get mad when I'd stay out too late. And she passed away recently, so I definitely have her in my mind. And her favorite song was Tita Merelo, who is an Argentine movie icon, doing Se Dice de Mí, or They Say About Me.
Se dice que soy fiera, que camino a lo más levo, que soy chueca y que me muevo con un aire compadrón, que parezco Leguizamo. Mi nariz es puntiaguda, la figura no me ayuda y mi boca es un buzón. Si charlo con Luis, con Pedro o con Juan, hablando de mí, dos hombres están. Critican si ya la línea perdí, se fijan si voy, si vengo o si fui, se dicen.
You guys are laughing because you know what she's saying.
You gotta translate.
What I love about tango and milonga is tango and milonga are gangster rap decades before gangster rap
really?
Was invented. Yes, and the women of tango are, you know, move over.
The mafia Nikki, wives?
Yeah, move over, Nicki Minaj and Lil' Kim. This Tita Merelo is an OG. She's an original gangster. This song, which is essentially a song saying haters gonna hate, it was written in the 40s. She interprets it in the 50s. Now listen to these lyrics. She says, they say about me that I'm fierce, that I walk like a thug. All I know is that in love, I've left more than one sucker on the curb.
Ouch.
And those who say I'm crooked, well, they ain't never seen me in my 90.
Woohoo! Snap!
For the 50s? That's pretty racy.
You know what's interesting, too, is like there's a spoken word cadence. There's
yeah.
almost a rap
yeah,
flow
totally.
To it, right?
And I understand there's like a new twist on this. You brought an updated version of this song?
What I brought is I brought some Latin hip hop. And the reason I brought that is because I really do think there's a continuum. There's a line connecting the women of tango and the women of hip hop, and especially Latin hip hop. Now, I don't know what my dear abuela would have thought about Latin rap. But something tells me she would have seen kindly the next artist, which is Ana Tijoux from Chile. This song is called Telling It Like It Is, Las Cosas Por Su Nombre.
No te gusta la gente rara. A mí no me gustan los homofóbicos con cara de nada. El amor es libre, sabías. Por lo menos eso nos queda. O mi abuela decía que mejor estar sola que mal acompañada, rodeada de gente buena onda que no quiere romper platos. Las cosas por su nombre, ni fu ni fa.
Wow, so not exactly the 1940s version that your abuela loved.
It has that same playfulness and that same, you know, mujer tanguera, like femme fatale mm-hmm. that you just don't mess with.
Okay, so Felix, follow that.
That's one of the things we do on our show on Alt Latinos. Like, we try to find these traditions and then people who are, like she said, stretching it out on the continuum. I'm Mexican-American. I was raised in California. My mom really likes mariachi music,
uh-huh.
and she really has a fondness for what we call norteño music, which is the accordion-based music that's popular along the U.S.-Mexican border. I brought a song called Canción Mixteca, and it's by a group called Los Tigres del Norte, and they're doing it in a special performance with the Irish group, the Chieftains. It's a sad song, obviously. You can hear it in the language, and it's about wanting to be back home, back in Mexico or wherever you're from. Mm-hmm. And it's a universal message. People always like to be back. And I brought the song in just for the drama, just for the melodrama, just for the style, the 1-2-3 of the border. You know, I heard a lot of this as we were growing up. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the one thing I remember, that and mariachi music, when I think about my mom.
So when we think about what Jasmine was saying, how these musical traditions have evolved over time, what today speaks to this music, do you think?
I brought in a group called the Nortec Collective, and they're based in Tijuana, and it's a group, doesn't exist anymore. There were like four or five musicians, DJs basically, who were taking that tradition and mixing it with techno and electronica, Nortec, Norteña and techno, mm-hmm. that they kind of combined the words together and combined the ideas and the genres and the sensibilities. So what I brought in is an updated version. I've never played this for my mom. I don't know if she would dig it or not, you know. But my mom's pretty hip. And, you know, she might
be down.
She might be digging this.
All right, let's take a listen.
This isn't exactly a waltz like we heard with the first song. It's more of a polka, but it all comes from that style, from that era. I'm just fascinated by how they took something that was so simple mm-hmm. and something so prevalent. And when I grew up, and just I've played in polka bands, I played in these Norteño bands, and the way they've just brought it all together with a whole new perspective is just fascinating to me.
Well, I don't know about Felix's mom, but I dig it.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll dig it.
That was Felix Contreras and Jasmine Garz from NPR's Alt Latino with traditions and updated traditions for Mother's Day. Thanks so much for coming in, you guys.
This was so much fun.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Happy Mother's Day, Mommy.
Feliz Día de la Abuela, Abuela.
And you can hear more Alt Latino tunes inspired by Mom at nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin.